Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the subject at present called Explaining Evangelism, and I'm doing part 7 from a 10-part series, and the topic is called Sowing Seeds Together as a Church. The body of Christ must learn, I believe, to come together in the churches and preach the gospel or do street evangelism or evangelism wherever is necessary. Each church has been equipped by God to do evangelism, and it's when we come together that the anointings come together to do evangelism. When I was doing street ministry years ago, I went into our main street in my city that I lived in. It was a big city, about 1.5 million people, and I would go there about 10 o'clock at night time till about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I would do street evangelism with other church members. We had about, I think, about 7 churches all working together in that main area, that main street. God brought us all together to work as a team, and that's what it should be. The body of Christ should learn to come together in the unity of their faith, in the Bible, in the Word of God, to go on the street, to preach the Gospels, and to work with each other. During that time, I had multiple experiences which were very interesting to me. Sometimes they were not so good, sometimes they were really good, but what I learned, it's important to come together as a church or churches come together and do evangelism on the street or in the community. It's very important. I remember one night a young man came to me and I spoke to him about Jesus, and he had a teardrop tattoo beside his right eye. And I remember that it stood out very plainly. But anyway, I spoke to him during evangelistic time of sharing the gospel with him. He eventually received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He also told me that his father, who was in another part of the city, was a drunk and basically was on the street in the gutter all the time. In other words, he was down and out fully. I said to this young man, well, look, can we pray for your father now, for him to get born again and to come away from the street drinking alcohol and all those sorts of things? And he said, yes. So we joined together. We prayed the prayer of faith, believing for his father to get born again in the near future. About 1 year later, I'm on the street doing street ministry again at night time, and this young man walked up to me, and he had a teardrop, a tattoo beside his eye. And I thought, I know who that is. I prayed for him about a year ago, and I spoke to him. He said, yes, I remember you. I said, what's happening at present in your life? He said, my father is no longer on the street. He's born again and he's away from alcohol. And I thought, praise God. God answered a prayer that was prayed a year ago. And this young man is now coming back to say, hey, my father's born again. He's off the street. This is what God will do. He will put people across your pathway and you can get them born again. You may have to pray for them. You may have to get them delivered from something or give them a word from God. This is where the church is. The church needs to be in evangelism, on the street, or in wherever it's meant to be, in a meeting, in a conference, evangelizing the lost. The people in the world are lost because they haven't got Jesus Christ as Lord. We have the answer, and God wants us to go into the world like Christ did. He came from heaven to earth with the answer, you must be born again. And the way he did it was through the gospel, through the word of God. We have the word of God. We have the answer that God wants us to pass on to other people. When the church comes together, it comes together in strength and the ability to preach the gospel. And God has put into the body of Christ gifts and anointings that when we come together, we can use them to reach the lost people in the world. I believe it's important also for the church to keep on sowing evangelisms in the community so the community knows there is a church that cares, and the people in the world needs to see the church rise up with the love that the world needs, that the world can't have without Christ Jesus. It's important for unity within the churches. It's important for the churches to come together each week. Have you ever noticed that the world doesn't come to the church? Sometimes we think we stay in our church four walls, and we expect the world to come into the church. It doesn't work that way. You might get a few people from the world who come in with problems to the church for help. but the church must go out from the four walls that it's in, and that is the building they're in, and go into the world. Please remember also that Christ didn't stay in heaven and do evangelistic work. Christ came from heaven to earth. He came into the world to do evangelism. He didn't stay in a nice, safe, cozy, heavenly position. God wants the church to rise up as the triumphant church in the authority that God has given it to go into the world, preach the gospel, cast out devils, lay hands upon the sick, and much more. The world needs the church who has the answer for eternal life, and that needs to go out to the world. It needs to be distributed to the world, and it takes the body of Christ, the born-again believer, to do this. Coming together as a church or churches together to work in evangelism is great and it should be done, but this still does not take away the responsibility of every believer personally and separately to do the work of the evangelism. The next subject coming up, or the next topic coming up, will be topic number 8, sowing of seeds personally. Thank you for being with me throughout this topic. God bless. Until next time. Thank you.